Well, welcome everybody to the City Council Budget Workshop Meeting, August 19, 2015, at 6 p.m. First line of business is roll call. Mr. Stahl.
David Jennings.
Present.
Nancy Schnell.
Present.
Michael Weir. Rick Moses.
Present.
Richard Adam.
Present.
Jerome McCown.
Present.
Move on to 2.0. And 16. It's our third workshop that we've had. In the last workshop, we had gone through the budget from end to end. There was a couple areas. We pretty much had gotten everything cleared up from everyone. All the council members had gone through, or other than Mr. James was not present at the time, but the other four. Then we'll start back off with page two and just run through this thing and see if there's any changes. We've got it in front of you also, the general information. Questions were asked of me about heavy trash. We discussed that. I'll go ahead and move forward and give you a general information and get into the budget. I talked to the city of LaPorte more than once. They're working on it, but they have to run it through council also if they decide to give us a fair shake at it. The heavy trash is something that we can go ahead and move forward on this budget to get it proposed and done, and voice the council meeting, add that in the council meeting at the very end to add it into the budget. Right now, I would hate to try to come up with any other, you know, we've had ideas of chippers and things like that, but I feel very good about the city of Portland. I know that, you know, the once a quarter is a lot easier for them than trying to do it once a month. That won't happen, I can tell you that right now. But once a quarter, he felt like that may be a possibility. Made no promises, because he can't. But, they're entertaining the idea versus just saying no. And so I feel very good about that. He's gotten with their disposal people. He's talked about cubic feet things, so there's a lot of, you know, information going back and forth. Feel like they're definitely digging into it to look at it. So the heavy trash, when we get to that part, this way you know the general information. If you want to move on and add it into a council meeting, we can add it in so we can get the budget moved on and approved sometime in the very near future. With that being said, we're going to make page two, which is tax roll. No one will know what the tax roll is. Right now, of course, it's 0.844. There's nothing we can do about that until it comes out. David, that's about another 15 to 30 days out. Generally, if I remember right.
Yeah, they told that maybe September.
Contents, it's just backwards. There's a copying error, but just to give you a general idea. UF1, just like I did last time, I'm not going to lie, just looking at the page, even some pages that aren't really relevant, that don't have numbers on them, I still ask, just in case there's a question, so no one can say something. UF1. Under this information area.
that supposed to be a different number?
Are you looking at current year or the...
The last meeting it was 335.5, and then now it's saying 333.2.
In terms of contribution from general fund reserve?
Mm-hmm.
That's just if there's a reduction in the expenses or an increase in the revenues, that number is driven by that. And I would, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was a typo.
By the way, that's about a 40% increase over year to day,
yes.
Over into your projection.
And I do know what that is. That's the $15,000 for the recycling trailer.
Recycling trailer.
It was not totaling in the bottom, which didn't impact that.
Moving over to UF2. Water Department, expenditures of personnel. Starting with that block. Any questions for council on that block?
I'm just going to have broad questions about the 5% wages across the board. Still, I asked Mr. Stahl if he could prepare the total numbers between a 3%, 4%, and a 5%, because it's not just the hourly rate that is affected, because you've got overtime and things that will also increase with that. So I asked him to get us some harder numbers about total compensation.
The difference between the 3% to the 5% is $17,681.53. And I have the backup all right here, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0%. I think the number we estimated at the last meeting was 18,000. Just slightly under that. Those are only one copy, but they're one copy for each percentage.
Okay.
So they're all different. And the top left it'll say what the
top left it says.
Gotcha.
But those numbers are tallied on that sheet. This sheet has the bottom line numbers. You see at the top it has a general fund, all personnel expenses, utility fund, all personnel expenses in total, and then what that number is driven by the cost of living, whether you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 0. And then the bottom is a matrix that gives you the delta between zero, it would reduce it by 44,000. And if you went from any two that you want, we'll tell you whether you move it up or down. And from 3 to 5 is a $17,681 difference. 53 cents. Calculation that night was made on the all-in personnel cost, not just salaries.
Thank you for doing that, David.
Any other questions on that block? Starting on 6210-70, excuse me, in that block section. Any questions from council in that section? Any questions from the council in that section? capital outlays. 68.7, that's an offset. Some of these aren't relevant, but I'm not sure. Transfers, 24.1 to general fund. Move over to UF4.
Just for the record, Mayor, on that, the water department expenditures total, we're proposing to increase that 34% in 1 year.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Going to UF4. Sorry, I'm trying to have my old notes too to make sure the pair apples to apples. Sewer department expenditures, personnel, 6110-80, the wages, that block section. Any questions from the council, in there? Moving down to maintenance and supplies, 6215-80, in that block section. Any questions? Moving down to services, 6315-80, telephone cellular, that block section. Capital outlays, 6902, facilities. And I'll move on to UF5.
Again, just to recap, on the sewer, we're proposing to raise that 25% in 1 year.
Thank you, Alderman Jennings. UF5, refuse collection, 6245-90, supplies in general. And of course, there again, we have our heavy trash pickup, which, like I said, we can add that into a regular council meeting once we hear back. Now, if LaPorte comes back and says, look, we just can't do it, then the proposal would be to come up with the price structure of the chipping, the things of that, and any other ideas the council may. We could call for another workshop and just bring back that area and try to discuss what we can do that and try to get some different alternatives. Any questions in that section?
Yeah, I would propose that the heavy trash pickup be increased to $33,400. Is that if you add the 33.4 and the contract? I talked to Dave. The contract was waste management is 72,682. Then that equals the amount that we actually pay. And Mr. Wheeler had made a good point in the first budget meeting that you get what you pay for, and so you know, the 33,400. We have 647 homes with utility service right now. Multiply that times 1350 times 12, and you get, you know, 104,000, whatever it is. But if you take the refuse contract, and we shouldn't be making money off the refuse, is what I'm saying. We should apply that to the heavy trash pickup, and maybe we can get better service.
That's 33,400.
Yes.
That was waste management.
33,000.
33,400.
And reducing the collection contract, is that correct?
Yeah, to the 72,680, you know, to the actual contract amount that you told me.
Now, that 72,682 is what we're currently under contract with Republic, is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, we keep saying waste management. I want to clarify that is not our contractor, it's Republic. Republic Services, our contractor. And
so, were we to go to a different company, we could very well be in for an increase on our regular refuse, correct?
It's very unlikely we'll be able to hold to that rate without going to once a week collection or going to an automated collection, or both.
So we're talking keeping the contract with Republic for the Monday, Thursday, and then LaPorte for the heavy.
That's what we had discussed on the last one. As much as we don't want it, my understanding, let's get it all on the table here again. David, Republic, my understanding, we've had for some time, they haven't increased the rates on us on that section either, have they? I know they didn't on the heavy trash, my understanding, or is that my incorrect?
No, we don't have a contract for heavy trash.
That's right.
That was a side deal.
That was a side deal, that's correct.
Yeah. And I'd have to go back and research before I arrive, but in the last 11 years, they've made one rate adjustment, and it was a cost of fuel adjustment in 11 years. We've had the same thing for trash collection for 11 years.
Do we have any idea, any numbers of cities similar to our amount of trash, cubic feet be picked up, what it would run?
No, and it's really hard to benchmark that because if you're a small city like we are and you're by yourself, you're going to pay more than a larger city or where they have a cluster of small cities. And one of the reasons we've managed to keep Republic sweet is that they have contracts with El Lago and a couple other cities that are on the off days, so they keep their trucks running. And so we're just filling an empty slot for them. And you just have, you know, there's no way you could guess what another contractor would be looking at.
They eat me up with Republic because it seems like their trucks are substandard. I mean, they do, you know, you can tell where they've been. They leave a mark. You know, we had a big problem with them throwing the trash cans out in the middle of the road, and I called them numerous times on that. And it got a little better, but then they slack off, and you have to make the call again. It's like, you know, you get tired of calling over and over. But I do know that the trucks do, you know, at least I wouldn't say every truck, but sometimes I know that when I lived on Shady Lawn, boy, you'd get a pile of liquid and run a trail. And just that's unacceptable. I mean, but...
They were in a brand spanking new one Monday.
I didn't say Monday. There was a brand new
almost fell over.
Well, see, that's the thing. Maybe it's a request that we would like make sure they send a newer unit to our area. It may be. They may be changing fleets out. We want something that's not going to leak on the road.
Generally speaking, historically, they've done an okay job for us for the Monday Thursday.
For Monday Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's.
Yeah, and you know, I've had several, not here, but I've had several residential collection contractors, and they all go through the same cycle. They all have the same drivers. They pay virtually minimum wage, and, you know, you have to get on them. And
it's not like they're hiring college brainiacs.
The larger ones tend to have better equipment, but, you know, they rotate them around. And again, a small city is less demanding on the equipment, and so you tend to get the older equipment as opposed to one where they're out to really slug them.
Okay. I didn't want to get hung up on that.
Okay. No, that's fine. Let me go down to capital overlays. The vehicle that was taken out. Remember we talked about taking the vehicle out, and it was put in for. Let me see where we're at on this.
I thought the original outlay on that was $22,000.
That was for the Public Works vehicle.
Yeah.
This is a recycle trailer.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. Got ahead of myself.
Refuse collection department total. I'm trying to measure off each page before we get to start. I want to make sure we check each one. Moving on to UF6. You have expenditure categories. Start on with personnel. Any questions in that block section? Moving down to UF department revenue versus expense. Looking at that section down there. I'll make sure everybody sees anything's changed. I know people have time to look at this, but I want to make sure.
I do want to note that it's, again, we're proposing a total increase of 30% over this year.
Moving on to GF1. Property tax, that block section.
Yeah, what rate did you use to come up with the 860?
I didn't use a rate, but I don't have anything really to apply it to.
Because
it's just a best guess estimate of where it will end up. And that would be effective tax rate. So I just looked at the growth of value.
not all that growth of value, though, gets counted the same way, so you can't just apply a rate to it.
Non-property tax section, 4021-1. Licensing and permits. Capital and property. Any other questions? GF2. General fund revenue. Municipal court, 4210-1, that block section. Moving down to block two, miscellaneous, 4070-1. And the transfers, 4991-1. Moving to GF3. Administration expenditure personnel, 6110-10. That block section. Any council members have questions on that?
Yeah, could you clarify Andy's position? Full-time, part-time?
She works 32 hours a week. And the budget takes it to a full-time position.
Right.
But at this point, I don't envision her working more than 32 hours a week.
Why don't you classify her as a part-time employee?
Because she works 32 hours. When you get 32 hours, it's a full-time classification. We have to pay benefits.
Why don't you cut it to 28?
Pardon?
Why don't you cut it to 28?
Because that was the arrangement that was made for her to continue employment, was that she got retirement. She does not, she opted out of health insurance, so we don't take a health insurance hit on that. So all she gets is the match on retirement that's withheld.
Right.
And that was to induce her to continue working for us. We could take her to 28 and fill the slot with somebody else.
Right. Have you ever considered that?
No, I won't consider that. She's a very valuable employee.
Okay.
I have to agree, she is very valuable, and he's done a great job for us. Under the personnel block, any other questions? Moving on to maintenance and supplies, 6210-10, maintenance and building. Any questions on that block section? Moving down to services, 6310-10, telephone and internet. Any questions from the council in that block section? GF4. Administration expenditures services 6340-10.
businesses in Houston that don't have the travel costs, the hotel, all that stuff. And I can't imagine that we can't cut that at least in half.
Input from council?
Anybody know of anybody they could recommend?
Well, you still have to send it out for bid.
For bid, yeah.
Right.
But you could throw them in the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton of firms, yes.
Yeah. It's a professional service, so you don't go for bids, you go for proposals, and you don't have to pick the lowest proposal, either lowest cost proposal, best value for the city.
I want to remind you, the money may be there, doesn't mean we're going to spend it.
Right.
We can put $100,000 there, does not mean you're going to spend it.
No, but that's the philosophical problem, is that, you know, we keep sending out these bloated budgets, and then we get a statement like Mr. Stahl made when the whole heavy trash pickup came up. If he had just approached that differently, we'd have never been in the bind we are now. But instead of approaching council to the mayor, saying, hey, we need more money for this budget item, we're over budget, he says, no, I got money over here. And in fact, we don't. We have a number on a paper, like you just said. We have a number on a piece of paper, but there was no money, and that was all coming out of the reserves. So that philosophically, that's what we're talking about here. We keep doing these, that's why I keep bringing up 31%, 26%, 40%. We keep bloating these budgets, and they're meaningless.
Well, I see that, and you're entitled to your opinion. I don't see it that way. I don't. I mean, I think that it's well, I'm not going to get any discussion over that. That'll take up our time. Bottom line to it is, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I don't see it that way, but you have a point. There are numerous people in this city, but we have to send it out for proposal. You're welcome. It's a council's right. And I'll make that very clear. It's a council's right. If you want to deduct from that, you're more than welcome to. I don't get a vote in this. I just try to present something. This is really up to the council to make a decision. If you feel like you don't want to, you want to cut that back, we can cut it back. But I will say that we should do it now. We're going through this council to get this done, to move forward on this budget, to be ahead of you. One thing about Shore Acres, it's always been behind getting this done. That's what I wanted to move to get it done this year before the end of September or somewhere later in like we have. So, yeah, we can, without Mr. Wheeler, what, your opinion?
I think if you cut it in half and they can't get a competitive bid for that price, then you're, once again, pulling money somewhere to pay for it because we have to have it done.
Mrs. Schnell?
I tend to agree with Mr. Dennings about the overinflation of the budget. And I think that's why a lot of people actually get it. It's exactly that. You're looking at large numbers.
Right.
Like you said, just because they're there doesn't mean it's actually going
right.
to be spent. But the bottom line is we are still, you know, bleeding our reserves, whether it's an inflated budget or not. As it is to auditing and accounting, I have absolutely no idea what that usually goes for. I know historically the company that we've been using, you know, the numbers are
different.
Houston is right here.
So I guess the question is, are you willing to want to cut it?
I think we should cut it, and I would say
okay.
To like 20.
I've got 2-1 now. Mr. McComb.
We have so many different issues going on with the budget, with our money and everything. When we have to inflate to try to cover the bill that's coming at us, I'd rather have it there and being able to pay it versus going back to amend the budget or go to the taxpayers before it's over with that we don't have any money. And let's just be honest with everyone right here at the table today, now, the reserve and the money that we have is what we have. When it's gone, it's gone. It's just going to be a matter of time, whether it be months, days, weeks, or years, till we're going to have to go to the citizens and just say, you know what, you've had a lot of stuff in the city, but we're going to have to increase. Now, no one's going to like it. I'm not going to like it. No one's going to like it. But that's the only way we're going to get our reserve back up. When you start thinking of that aspect, too, because of not how much we're going to spend, but how much money we can raise to keep this city alive, or when this year's over with, let this city die, which I would hate to do because I moved here out of LaPorte.
Right.
And this is a great community, and there's something that we started about when you and I got elected, or the three of us. It was called Shore Acres Pride. I don't see very much of that in our city, and we need to bring that up. And when that comes up, then we'll have new homes, new building, new construction, and more money. It also means that until that all does happen, there is a strong possibility that we're going to have to adjust these fees by either taxes or by some kind of a special tax, which no one wants to hear. But I don't mind biting the bullet because I'm going to tell you now, I'm just a one-term person here. So that being said, I would say leave it in because I understand looking at the numbers. There's not a whole lot of money here for very many years. And if we don't say, hey, you know what, folks? Y'all need to be aware of the fact this is what our lifeline is. Instead of doctoring or coding it like Obamacare, just say, this is what we have left. At the end of this time, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know where we're going to get the money. You know, and then it's going to be some hard dollars then versus a little bit at a time.
Well, I agree with you, except that the fact that we can stop it. We can stop that. I mean, that's our job. We can stop that spending down the reserves, and we can keep the city whole, and we can do it. And if you look, you know, you guys can do with this what you want. You can use it for birdcage or whatever. But I did develop my own. I don't just criticize. I did develop my own budget, and I did. I bit the bullet. A $10 increase in water fees. Because we have to balance the utility fund. That's the biggest driver of what we're doing here, the negative budget. That and some overspending, you know, maybe in personnel. But the biggest driver is the utility fund. I mean, Mr. Stahl has said it. Rick has said it. I think we're all aware of it. But I'm like you. I got the same note that you did. I'm never going to elect you again. I don't care. One term. It's fine with me. I don't know that I'll ever run again.
I will say this. You just made me look 100% better than where I was last week because I started off with $5. You started at $10. I like it.
$10.18, and that will balance the utility fund.
But you know? I'm at the point. I don't want to go back to the butters and not have enough money to cover it. We can always go out for bids, get a low bid, and whatever we have, put back. So I'm going to leave it like that. Sorry, I didn't mean to be so long-winded.
Well, that's all right. I just want to make sure we all are trying to do our best here, and that's no doubt. You know, the citizens, unfortunately, some of them don't realize how complicated this can really be, but it's very important to do our best. So that being said, Mr. Adams, what is your opinion, sir?
I agree with Mr. Jennings about the covering the $10 increase per month. Nobody wants it, but that's a beginning to hopefully looking at saving the city and not dipping into other funds. I mean, there's a lot on here we could reduce numbers on.
Let's go back to what the original deal was. Let's go back to the auditing.
Oh, the auditing.
We'll go back.
Okay.
The auditing.
I don't mind going to 32. I don't know if that's going to make a difference.
So we have three that would like to reduce it. So that, to me, is the majority. So now with that being said.
I have to say I would strongly recommend against that. First-year auditor always charges more.
That was my next question. What was the first, do you remember what the first time we had the, just out of curiosity, what it was for this auditor?
I would have to look, but when you get a new auditing firm, they're not familiar with you. So the auditing costs go down over time.
Right.
Sometimes if you give a three-year contract, you can get the initial price down to do that. But when something comes in and they start all over. And when we go out for proposals, the current auditor would be included on the proposals. And if they turn out to be the low one, we know about where they're going to come in, and that puts it here. And that gives us a safety net of being able to get an auditor if the others come in higher.
Well,
and again, having it in there doesn't
mean you'll spend it.
Mean you spend it. And there's 4,000 of that is not for auditing, but it's for accounting services. And there are times when we need the services of an accountant, not the auditor, but an accountant, to deal with Gatsby changes, things like capital, looking capital for the city, and those laws change almost every year, or not laws, they're accounting practices, and they make those changes for us.
Thank you, David. Well, I have to agree with Mr. Wheeler and Jerome. I'd like to leave it there, but, you know, the bottom line is I have three folks that are council that are voting. I do not get a vote for this, so I have to put it back to the three. What number are you talking about looking at that you'd like to reduce it to? You've heard what Mr. Stahl had to say, so do you still want to reduce it, or do you want to keep it where it's at?
And just to be clear, I don't have a problem with reducing it to 32, because that means I can still make sure I have an auditor. It was cutting it in half that's causing me palpitations, because we will have to find that money somewhere else, because I don't think we'll find an auditor for that.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. So with that, I ask the three council members, where would you like it to go to?
32
is fine. I'll stick with 14, but get outvoted.
All right. So we're going to move it to 32, David, please. Any other questions in this block section?
From the last budget workshop, item 6390, fire protection. What's the increase? Last meeting it was at 118 and now it's at 133.
Yeah, you may recall that there was a question about the difference between last year and this year, and I had said there had been a change in the rate mid-year. In March of this year, the contract with LaPorte had an escalator in it, and we go up for the next 3 years at this new rate. Our annual cost is $133,521. Just part of the process of us going through and firming up projections and the proposed is to pull those contracts and look at them and see what we got in there. That one caught us.
Is that Alderman Smith did?
Mm-hmm.
Any other question?
And that's for the next 3 years, Dave?
Yes.
Yes. Well, okay. Now it'll be 2 1/3 years after we start this budget, but yes.
Okay.
Going to move over to GF5.
just a note, that's a 19% increase, the administration total, versus what we're doing this year.
Municipal court personnel, 6110-20, wages, this block section. Not saying we can't go back, counsel, but we really need to firm this up. So when you look at these numbers, you stand by them so we can move forward on this. Decide what we're going to do. So once again, any questions in this block section?
I do have one question on court services. I understand that Ms. Kent is in want of security when she's up here by herself after court closes. And this court security fee apparently is just not being spent. Is that correct?
You're the next block in our services.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
that's
we were on that.
That's all right. No, go ahead. No, we'll move to services. That's fine. I just want to make sure. Okay, so you're talking about 6292-20, sir?
Right.
Okay.
And Mrs. Kent has complained that she feels unsafe after court closes and everybody's gone.
I thought we had an officer up
here. We keep an officer here until she gets in her truck.
She says that's not true. I'm just telling you what she says.
Well, that's supposed to be.
Mr. Stahl, follow up. I can tell you.
Yeah, because she's told me the same thing.
Okay, then we'll follow up with the chief because there is an officer supposed to stay here.
But you'll notice that there is an end of year $6,000. The $6,000 is for a panic button system and video so that the police department can monitor. And that's a lobby issue. That's not a courtroom issue. But
well, we will follow up on that, Mr. Jennings. Thank you because he is supposed to stay here. Any other questions under services in that block section? Moving on to GF6,
By the way, that's only a 2% increase on municipal court.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Police Department, personnel, 6110-30, wages and officers. That block section.
Actually, I do have one question about personnel. What is the policy of how many officers are on duty at one time?
Minimum of one.
Okay.
That's all you really have to cover, unless you're doing the day shift for Monday because of bailiff, they switch out. Chief may overlap a little bit that day, correct, David? And that's about the only day.
Yeah, the sergeant overlaps typically with either the chief or the patrolman.
Yes, sir.
During the day, our highest call time is in the morning.
The reason I ask is we budgeted enough hours to have two officers on duty 82% of the time. That just seemed a little high to me with our little city. Although I'm sure if you're at night, you would always want two, but it just seemed a little high.
I'm not sure how you get there.
Well, you've got seven full time and four part time.
Six full time.
Well, there's seven in the budget. Seven full-time officers and four part-time officers. 6110-30.
Council struck that position and didn't get taken out of the narrative, so we strike out. Hit six. We used to have seven, and in cost reduction, council eliminated the position.
Okay, so that drops it to 59%.
Have to subtract out holidays, vacation time.
Sir, I've done that, sir, yes.
Any other questions in that block section for personnel, the council? Moving on to maintenance and supplies, 6210-30. Any questions in that block section? Moving down to services, 6310-30. Any questions in that block section?
The fee increase for the trunk time at the City of Houston, what was that? We have a contract and they just increased the price? Or?
Yeah, both Harris County and Houston went up about 200% on their air time.
How long is our contract with LaPorte for dispatch? Are we year to year? Or?
No, I think it expires in 2017.
Okay.
But we have a 90-day out. We can leave any time we want.
I was just thinking, when are they going to raise their prices? Because they tend to do that. Now we know.
Mr. Jennings, percentage?
26.5%.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know it's funny, but
no, it's not.
I pay attention to
I'm
that
asking
stuff.
You're asking. I want
to. You know, the only reason I ran for council was to try to get some fiscal sand from the city.
You know, no one's ever going to say I'm not a fair man. GF7, capital outlay 6880-30, vehicles. The red, white, and blues. Any questions in this one?
Yeah, there's no question. I'd really like to cut that to one. I heard the tape from the last meeting. I know that's not going to happen, but I just don't see why. Whispers. He's well below budget and maintenance. We have abundance of vehicles. I just don't see the need for two new ones.
Duly noted. Thank you, sir.
Correct.
filled.
What does the department employee do?
Same thing that the public works employee does, and the sewer and the water employees. They're just paid out of different departments. We put the least experienced person in the park slot, it pays the least, and they work their way up and typically move to one of the other departments where there's more money budgeted, and we have an expectation that they get a wastewater collection certificate or a water license.
Right, but as far as for the parks, they don't really do anything. Because we contract out mowing.
We contract out the mowing of the parks.
Clean the bathroom,
they
maybe.
Clean the bathrooms. They go every day and empty all the trash cans at the various parks, pick up right. The trash. They maintain the facilities. They're supposed to inspect all the playground equipment and picnic tables and take the picnic table out of the bay and put it back on the beach. And
why can't we go to a part-time employee for that?
Put a part-time employee on any of them, I suppose.
Right. But there's just not a lot of work there. And we got a lot of teenagers in the city. You know, after school, they could do all those functions.
We have more public works employees altogether than we have had in past years. But the demands have been greater, sure. Too. We keep one busy now with the boom mower. And we didn't used to do that. We used to boom mow a couple days a month. Now we boom mow as many days as we can keep somebody out there running it. As just one example of the things we're doing now.
I tend to agree with Mr. Jennings. If memory serves me correctly, historically, I don't know if it's just bad timing, but historically when we've done this budget process, I do believe that more often than not, that position has been vacant. Maybe it's just been bad timing. I know it tends to have a bit of turnover, certainly.
Well, you can see we're about $26,000 of the $31,000 budget, so it's been full vast majority of this year. But with it being vacant right now, if it were going to go to a part-time position, now would be the time to do that.
How much money are we talking about, roughly, for a part-timer?
Well, you could. It would drop that to about $21,000 in wages. The overtime number would go away entirely because a part-timer won't get overtime because they won't hit 40 hours. The certificate pay goes away because the part-timers are not eligible for that.
Everything goes away.
Yeah. You still have 26%.
You still have half of the Social Security, but you won't have the retirement. You won't have the.
You have about 1,040 hours, say 20 hours a week, 1,040 hours, right. And $8 an hour for a teenager. I mean, you're looking at a significant saving, $35,000 or so. It'll pay for your police car.
Mr. Wheeler?
I kind of lean towards what Mr. Jennings is saying. What services are we giving up by doing that?
Well, it's just a reduction in manpower. Meeting, so it will, you know, all those things roll back to the people that are left. Frankly, I don't think half a person is going to hurt us in public works. I don't know that we're going to find anybody for minimum wage to work part time.
Well, part time slots an hour, but.
It's pretty tough. We might have to pay them about what we're paying now, but.
No, I'm talking about one of the kids from the neighborhood. $10 an hour to go clean the bathroom, empty the trash cans, you know. There's just not that much for parks.
I have a problem just saying we're going to have some random teenager that's getting that position. Because, first of all, you run the issue of, is he going to be responsible enough to do it? Is he going to be long-term? You know, are we going to have high turnover in that position?
There's a supervision cost, too.
The only thing that scares me about that is when I worry about when I hear young ones is the fact that they get injured. Then we got a lawsuit on our hands. But that's coming from the private sector. Yeah, you tend to worry about that. But there again, there's a lot of young people out there.
I don't really have a problem reducing that to a to a part-time. We'll see what the services that we get out of it, and I don't see where it's going to be detrimental to the city.
That's three. I'm going to throw it to Mr. Adams. I don't mind giving it a try.
I'm doing it all, but I only have two stipulations. Number one, whenever we say a teenager, I would strongly recommend that we contact the LaPorte Independent School District for their
work program
and make sure, second, that it's a senior because of called maturity.
Or a college student.
And that was going to be my second one. The next place would be go to San Jack, and because I know we could hire people that are still going to school and want a little bit of spending money but not be tied down. But my deal is either a senior or college. I do not want to see some 16-year-old out here having a field day.
Yeah, so that was my concern about that.
I don't know that we can legally do any of that. I think that we run afoul of age discrimination, and that we can put a minimum age.
Because ADA will I think we have to put across the board for anybody.
I mean, you can pay so little that the only one that's going to work is a teenager who lives at home.
But you can't announce it.
But
anymore, our teenagers aren't going to work for nothing.
But if a 30-year-old comes up here and applies for the job,
he's going to get it.
I don't think we can tell him.
Well, let me tell you another place we could go for possible help is the senior citizens from one of the retirees. I'm not far from there, so I may be, you may be seeing me double duty here before it's over with. But
Neil?
You'd be surprised how many senior citizens would do that.
That's
right.
Stay busy.
It'll give them something to do.
We'll move on. So what's the number we're putting down?
Well, I would propose that you just say move it to a part-time position, and let me put the numbers back in here. And I was just pulling this up to see what the rate of pay was.
The officers make $7.25 an hour, but I would say maybe 10.
Well, those are part-time officers, and they do that to keep their license current. So let's see here. They go
16.5.
Yeah. So I would say we ought to look at something in the $11 to $14 range. How about we make it a $12 an hour position? I mean, we'd lose all of the benefit load on there, so we get a reduction there. We're going to put it in there at $12 part-time?
I think that'll give you an even kilter of what kind of personnel you'll get.
And, of course, you pay depending on qualifications, so all of these that are appearing here aren't necessarily what we're paying somebody.
We'll move forward. Mr. Jennings, 12.
That's good.
Alderman Snell?
Fine with that.
Wheeler?
Good.
Richard? Like 12.
12 to 15 K a year, something like that. Approximately.
About 12,000.
Yeah, 12,000.
Okay. All right. maintenance and supplies, 62,2540.
Oh, I was just trying to remember what contract services were, and then I remembered it was the Moen.
Yeah, I marked them all, but I'm good on mine. That's why I'm from
Newport. Well,
services, 6315-40.
That was integrated lawn. That contract right now. Right?
The Moen.
Capital outlays. Quit. GF9. Public Works Department personnel, 6110-50. That block section. Maintenance and supplies, 6210-50. Services, 6310-50. GF10. Public Works, Capital Outlays, 6820. Facilities.
right?
Mm-hmm. We did away with the vehicle, and we played it. It's going to be a close one, but he's going to try to get limestone over there in the public works area. You think you can get it done possibly before that, don't you, David?
Yeah.
Are they going to be doing anything to the substrate? I have a concern because limestone will turn into basically caliche after time, and if it's just being filled in where there's already big holes, we're going to have problems. Is that going to be leveled, and otherwise it's just going to float and wash?
We're going to be extending drainage on the rear of the property. There's already an underground culvert. We're bringing a culvert and grade out so that we have some drainage, and it will be limestone, but it'll likely be a combination of fresh concrete material.
GFR was just an informational page. My understanding, council's made a couple revisions tonight. That leaves one item open for us to discuss. So my understanding, at this time, heavy trash, we're going to wait for the city of LaPorte, if the council is agreeable to that, till we get their numbers. Once we do that, we will present those numbers to the council for our agenda item. We will address it in the meeting. If the council is agreeable, then we can accept it and vote on it from there. If the city does not offer anything, then we'll have alternatives to offer to the council to look at. I'm going to try to get some alternatives anyway to offer a little bit more than just one item, even from the city report, so to let you know. So we cannot take a vote on this at this time, but my understanding that everybody's in agreement so far from what's going to, I may not agree with it, but I mean, I do know there's no other questions in here that we've gone over.
Would anyone, even though it may seem like a nominal number, I know Mr. Adams in the last meeting, 4% cost of living adjustment. Would anyone entertain changing the 5 to the 4?
The question's been asked about 4%. I know personally, I would not like to see that, but Alderman Snell has put that out. Alderman Jennings?
I'd like to see it at 2%. That's about what people are getting these days.
2%. Alderman Wheeler?
Well, once again, when we discussed this in the last meeting, the differences between Nancy's proposed 3% and the 5% that was already in the budget, we said, okay, what's the difference in cost, and can we come up with enough other cuts to offset that? Well, right off the bat, we cut $22,000 out of the budget for the public works vehicle. I think that pays for that 5% increase.
All right, sir. Jerome?
Well, since our guys haven't had a raise in several years and the cost of living has, COLA has gone up, and our people are way behind, I'm going 5. That's what I'd like.
Mr. Adams?
May not get it again, but get it now while they can.
I think because of the state of the city, I'd propose the 4.
Okay, so right now we've got a 2, a 4, 2 5, 2 4s.
Yeah, I'll go with 4, if that'll help. Something.
I want to remind the council, if that's what you want to do, that's totally up to you, but you need to remind yourself, you're not only dealing with cutting a very small savings, but you're dealing with a morale issue also. I do understand Alderman Jennings did say about 2%. I beg to differ. I know quite a few companies that do 3 and 5, even some do 7. It all depends on what type of area you're in. But I'm also reminding you that these officers have not had a raise in 4 years, correct?
It's 3 years, for most employees and 4 for one of us.
Okay. You know, if we were rolling in money, I would agree with you. We're not. We're bleeding.
Yeah, and these guys that are out here working every day, they're bleeding and sweating, and they've gone 4 years without any kind of pay increase, and their families have suffered also.
Right, and we're settling on 4%, and I think that's more of an increase than a lot of people are getting.
And that'd be a 1% over the last 4 years. And I think our employees are worth more than that. Now, I'll tell you right up front, I'm prejudiced because I'm an ex-city employee and I know how hard I've worked. And I can also tell you that I've watched these people work for the city of Shore Acres. I wouldn't want it to get out of this room, but we're being tape recorded, so I really don't give a damn now. They work a whole lot harder than the people of LaPorte do.
I'm not arguing about the effort that people put in.
But I'm saying, for once, let's reward them.
And I think a 4% raise is a pretty good reward.
All right. Well, there's no tiebreaker here for me. So it's come down to 4%. So the council, the majority of the council has agreed to 4%. So it will be a 4%. David, you make those notations, I made them mine. All right. Well, I think the council's got everything together. If we get this heavy trash, we get this budget done, then wait for the tax roll. And we'll see what's going to happen then. I really appreciate all the hard work the council does. I know it takes up a lot of your personal time. I thank the citizens. Mr. Moyer, thank you for showing up, sir.
Like I said, I don't care what y'all do with this. I just want to make sure you at least have a copy of it. That's a proposed balanced budget.
Okay.
With a...
an invitation. Thank you.
Is this with your $10 water fee?
Yes, sir.
Which will have...
First of all,
we've all agreed that I think we need to increase the fee. Bring it to
Mr. Moyer.
Yeah. One for each eye.
I can only read out one item.
All right. Any other questions?
What were you saying, Mike? You said something about the $10 increase.
Well, that will have to be a proposal council. For the council.
Right.
Well,
then
I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
I just wanted to hear what all you had to say.
Yeah, I think we had already talked about proposing that in regular council. We talked about 5%, but put it on the agenda for 10%, $10.
All right. Once again, thank everybody. We're going to adjourn at 7:00. Wait a minute.
I was going to mention that a rate increase is a separate action. Budget. You can budget based on an increase, but it requires a separate review of the rates and establishing that ordinance. So you could pass a budget that had that in there,
right.
But you don't get to collect that money until you go through the utility rate setting process and pass an ordinance to set that rate.
Right.
You just want to make sure going in confusion to putting in the budget is going to have an impact directly.
No, that's what I said. It has to go to a council meeting and a actual proposal for
budget versus that.
No, this wasn't separate.
Okay. Well, before I adjourn another issue, does the council at this time, it doesn't seem to me that we need another workshop that will bring the heavy trash to the council meeting. That's basically my understanding. I've checked off, I've asked numerous times, so we will not have any further workshops. I will work on the city of LaPorte tomorrow. I will call Colby again, see if the city manager over there has gotten any information so we can try to get this thing moving forward. And I'm going to ask David to start looking up some alternates for the chipping and things of that nature. See if we can have a couple different proposals for you. We'll try to figure it out. Council meeting is Monday, correct, David?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. I greatly appreciate it. We're adjourned at 7:07.